Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you're ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Welcome to Turn the Page Podcast.
Sisters, best friends, and brunch enthusiasts.
With relatable episodes that feel like you're chatting with two of your closest friends or sisters. Join us as we turn the page to different topics about losing yourself in motherhood, adulthood, anyhood.
And finding yourself again through meaningful friendships, shameless piles of unread library books, and endless Amazon package deliveries. Real, honest, and a little bit chaotic. Talk about it all.
So grab your favorite drink, put the kids to bed, lace up your sneaks, or whatever you need to do, and join us. We can't wait to connect with you.
Hi guys, welcome to Turn the Page Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Tawana Page.
I'm your other host, Cherie Page.
And we will start off with the rose, a thorn, and a bud. My rose is, I don't even know. I guess that I started working out again the past 2 days. Not today, though. My bud, my allergies are acting up. My eyes are, like, I can barely see. I mean, that's my thorn. Yeah, my thorn. That's my thorn. Annoying me. My bud, it'll give an idea of what this conversation is about today, about branching out and, like, meeting new people on, like, a personal level, but we'll get into that in the episode. And that's all I have for that portion of the episode.
Okay. All right. My rose is, gosh, I don't know. I guess that I wrote some stuff about, like, motherhood. So that was, I don't know. That was cool. My thorn. Oh my gosh. I actually don't know. I feel like it's the same every time. Just probably... No, you know what? It's gonna be Sage, like, getting closer to being a toddler. So it's just, like, she's, like, a totally different baby. So just adjusting to all the ways that she's changing and growing. It's not a bad thing. It's just... hard, I guess. Am I bud? I guess, I'm gonna say comfy clothes because it's been very cold lately, so it's just been nice to snuggle up and have things that feel good. So that's my bud.
Okay, so going back to your rose, you wrote things, like, personally in your journal, or, like, you wrote them to share, like, for something?
Personally.
Oh, okay.
Well, when I, like, typed them.
You said you typed them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was just more so getting your thoughts out.
Yeah, but actually in, like, a structured way and not just, like, I've written a lot throughout, like, maternity leave and stuff, but it's just, like, the ramblings of a 3 a.m. sleep-deprived. Like, this was actually, like, there was, like, forethought and intention just put into, like, I gathered my thoughts, so that was nice.
Like, is it going to be a blog post, or is it just, like, something to, like, reference when you're further down the lane, or is it just, like, a brain dump, but a structured brain dump.
Maybe all of the above. I don't know. I
Okay.
don't have a blog, so I don't know what that would look like, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So this week's episode is about me. Hi, it's Tawana. Feeling this urge to. Okay, so I'm 37, have two kids, newly 37. Have two kids, have a partner, and I'm just like feeling this urge to like connect with women, like on not professional level, like not like my day job, because I got that under control, but like our businesses and stuff, like on a professional level in that sense, and like in a personal level, because I'm the only chick in this house for the rest of forever, and it's really bothering me. Because I don't expect the men in the house to understand anything that women go through because they're men. So I'm looking for that like network to connect. And I'm still trying to figure out how to do that. Slash, I really don't want to pay monthly membership. Like, I can't. I just
Monthly
don't.
membership for what?
Like, sometimes these networking groups have like monthly memberships to like cover certain things. And I'm just not down for that. I'm just not there right now.
What
That's really,
is, huh?
I said that's really annoying to
Yeah. I feel like this was sparked by your trip.
It could have been, but also I like used to have an urge to like want to have a bunch of mom friends and like talk about mom stuff, but I have no desire to talk about my kids or my partner, like in this like phase, like networking. Like I want to talk about like other like there's other things in my life that I can talk about.
Why don't you look for, I'm sure there's like entrepreneurial like conferences
Yeah.
or workshops.
No, yeah, there are. There are. Like, of course, some of them are virtual, but also again, some of them are like freaking money, and I just don't want to do that. But I have it kind of down packed on Instagram, like, putting people in our community and stuff, but I kind of want to do it in person. And if I walk out with like a new subscriber for our email list, that's cool. But like, that's not my intention. My intention is just to like connect and network, and just to see like what other women are doing, like powerful women, because women have a tendency to put other women down. I mean, I've always said that I dislike females. I've always said that though.
Can't you make your own? Like using your network, your Instagram community?
Yeah, I'm sure I could. Yeah, well, the ones that like you Google, someone made it. So yeah, it has to start somewhere. But right now, I prefer to be under someone else's. But traditionally, I've said that I like am not a fan of females just because we're so catty and it's so annoying. But I think it's just because society sets us up that way, and these networking opportunities are ways to like fight back at society being like, no, like we can actually get along.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some females that I like would rather not speak to, but I just won't network with them.
How will you know without speaking to them?
I mean, like people, females like I've spoken to, and that's for whatever reason. But I mean, also you can like network with females and just only like keep them in like your networking realm and not necessarily like contact into that personal realm.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling this urge to do that. Feeling this urge to like do more with that. Because I feel like I just do the same thing when I come home every day. And I have a really bad habit of getting complacent.
What would you like to be doing instead?
Like a doing signing into virtual events, like stuff like that. Like a lot of them, which sucks,
Oh.
is like during the day, but like a lot of them you can like pull up the recordings and stuff. But it's like I keep making these excuses that like I don't have time because like The only time I have is like right now, and it's like 9:46. You know, it's like I want to go to bed, but I mean, you have to do things like in pockets and like make things work and stuff. But I don't know. It's like I don't know. I just have that like ongoing battle in my head.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating. But the two things that focus you on right now are like this podcast and the email list, or the emails or whatever. But like, because that can grow like substantially, and I feel like having a network for that would be great. Like, not to the bonus would be to like grow that, but like just like having women that are like way ahead of me who have already been there to learn from.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like there's really no connection, like women to women, because I'm the only chick in this house. And it's really annoying sometimes.
I hear you.
Because I'm just not understood. I mean, just like that's just, I guess, the natural thing. Like, men aren't naturally going to understand women, and I'm almost sick of trying to explain myself. I'm almost at that point.
They have, podcast events.
Oh, they do. I didn't even go that. I didn't even think about that. Because I was like trying to like think of like different ways to like search it. Because then like Peanut came up and like Meetup, and like those are too like Facebooky for me, and I was like, oh hell no.
Meetup's not like, well, at least not when I used it, it wasn't. I thought it was just like, there's this thing going on at this time on this day, and if you're interested, you should go.
And it's like I want to be around women. You don't have to be a mom, obviously. Like if you are, like there's other things, because I'm like just slowly starting to get back into the groove of like find the things that I like to do. And quite frankly, I don't want to talk about like my home life when I'm talking about like my dreams and my goals, but because that's just one part of my life.
I feel like you have your, like, I don't know, this is reminding me of conversations that we've had in your quest for a new therapist as well, which
Yeah, by the way, the search is
ideas.
still on for that. I'm so frustrated.
You have ideas in your head, and then you're like, I'm judging this person by the, like, I don't know. There's like a block that doesn't let you
Oh, I know.
explore it fully because I'm looking at Meetup and there's multiple.
I
And
am
like
my own
Google,
block.
I think that you just need to explore a little bit more. Like podcast discussion, boundaries, and Enneagram conflict styles. Not related, but I just think this is great. There's an ADHD Dads virtual group, which just like love it. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about the other day too. I was like, there's so many things that like I have an idea about, and like I get really excited, and then like I just hit a wall, and I'm like, I am that wall. Like I just need to learn how to get past myself. And then like I'll get like renewed like courage, and like it's just a pattern, and I'm beginning to get extremely sick of it.
Yeah, man. There's a sister circles meetup at the, I think this is where your baby shower was.
The
There's a lot
first one.
out there. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I recently got a real camera for my birthday. I asked for one because I just wanted to play around with it. Not a hobby to get paid, obviously, or not obviously, not a hobby to get paid, but I started exploring that after I didn't get accepted to law school after I graduated college. I was like, what do I want to do? I have to take pictures of nature. So that was like so long ago. So I had this like renewed thinking of that. And I got it. So just play around with that. That should be fun.
Yeah.
The digital camera, just play around with that. I don't know. Are you still in the phase of like needing to find mom friends? I remember that used to make me like kind of sad. I'm like, oh, I wish I like did that and went to like support groups and stuff. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I just like didn't want to. I'm like, I'm so happy for her that she's finding mom friends, but I'm good.
I think that I did it for like when I needed to, because my biggest thing was I had this idea in my head of what maternity leave was going to look like, and I was going to meet all these friends at these library events, and we were going to meet up for coffee with our sleeping babies, and I barely left the house. So I did like virtual groups and met people that way, and there were a few that I would get their numbers and we would chat outside, but then they just like slowly kind of fell off, which I think is just part of motherhood. But my one friend son, who you've met, she has stuck around, I think, because we actually both like invested in a relationship. So I'm good. I think I'm all like new friend ended out for now. That's not to say that I'm closing myself off. I'm just not like seeking it right now. There's just a, you know, a lot of like energy that goes into building new relationships. So yeah, I'm just chilling. We go to Zumba every Tuesday. So I'm good with that. And then maybe one day I will want to meet more people again with like whatever phase either Sage is at or whatever. Which, by the way, I would just like to circle back because I feel like I have this idea in my mind that Sage is going to listen to these one day and be like, wow, you just talked so much shit about me. And I just, that's really not the case. I think I just want to clarify that I love her and how she's growing, but it is very sad that things just change so
How is
quickly.
that talking shit?
Just because I'm always like, oh, my thorn is that she's teething or she's not
I
sleeping,
mean,
blah, blah, blah.
like, I will openly be like, you're annoying me right now, but it's like, it doesn't take away, like, the love you have for them. Like, kids are annoying and, like, they come with a lot of, like, baggage. Like, teething is hard on everybody.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, maybe when she's, like, our age, like, she'll completely get it, but not when she's, like, 10.
I mean, I'm not saying that it takes away from the love. It's just like, I think it just makes me sound like so negative, and it just
I
is
think
what it
that's
is.
society too. It's like, and when you tell other moms that, it's like, we get it.
Yeah. I mean, I do know that. Yeah. Which is why I just like say it freely to you.
Yeah. It's
It's
like,
just, I don't
yeah.
know. She's just growing so fast, and I'm like, where did my baby go? Like, I don't know. She just has like an attitude now, and she throws things and grunts and she gets mad and but like,
She's turning into a person.
yeah, it's just strange. Obviously, I've never had
Experienced
her as
it.
anything other than like a
Yeah.
baby, so it's just like hard to wrap my head around.
Yeah. No, I get that. But I think that's just like society's way of also being like, if you complain about your kids, that means like you don't love them and like you signed up for this, if I will shut up. But it's just like, no, I can complain about my children. It does not take away the love that I have for them. And I know I signed up for this, thank you. But quite frankly, you signed up for motherhood, but you had no idea the like dumpster fire that was going to occur.
Not at all.
Like, zero idea.
I will say too, though, as much as I'm like not seeking new friendships right now, a lot of friendships that I had like pre-baby are evolving as I'm now a mom. And like there's a girl that I worked with at my old daycare. We are like getting close, kind of bonding over momming, but also books and stuff. So that's been really cool. And
Oh,
then a
cool.
girl that I know from back home, she's a little bit older. She's like your age.
Okay.
Maybe in the middle, but I don't know. It just is like a totally different set of conversation topics when you guys both have that in common. I know you're past this stage, but I guess that's the networking for me, just like figuring out what relationships look like now that we both have motherhood in common.
Yeah. And also, like, a lot of my friends from home, like, that I grew up with, like, you know who I'm talking about. They've been randomly, like, popping up in my dreams lately. And I'm, like, not sure if that's because, like, obviously I miss them. I don't know if that's because, like, deep down to the core, if that means, like, I'm craving, like, connection, like, if that's what that is, or if it, I don't know what that is, but I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it makes me kind of sad because I'm like, oh, I miss them. But also, like, what does this mean? Am I, like, literally craving, like, a deeper connection? But I don't know.
Maybe you miss them.
I mean, I do. Like, that goes without saying. But it just, I don't know. It just gets hard when, like, you get older and you have kids. Life just gets really hard. But they are the type of friends you can literally haven't talked to in, like, 6 months. And, like, you text them and, like, it's, like, no time has passed.
Yeah, those are the best.
So,
It is hard. Adult friendships are hard.
well, they, like, we grew up to,
Friendships in adulthood are hard, yeah.
yeah, we grew up together. So it's like, like we've had that friendship since forever. And I'm happy that, like, we have been, like, feel like we've been friends through adulthood. But, like, making new friends as adults is hard too. But I
Yeah.
feel like when you have, like, the old school friends, it's like, they've seen you through, like, every stage.
So, are you actually wanting to network and meet new people, or do you just want to reconnect with your friends?
I feel like I'll always want to reconnect with my friends just because it's like we're just so busy. But I feel like the networking thing, not necessarily because I, like, want to meet new people and have new friends. I think it's just because I just want to meet them on, like, a professional level. And again, like, figure out with, like, how to get through these walls. That also applies to, like, finding a therapist.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I feel like my job when I work from home, it's very, I don't have time to think about it being isolating because I'm just like, I am interacting with people, but not like my colleagues. So when I have in-person stuff or trainings, it is really nice to like engage with people in person and just people who are in your profession and colleagues and peers, whatever. It is nice to connect in that way. So I get it.
Yeah, so I don't know. So hopefully the networking pans out as well as finding a new therapist. So I can just get my shit together, like, once and for all.
I don't feel like that ever happens.
I mean, yeah, just get my shit together, like, in this season and just, learning how to move my own self out of my way,
Yeah.
which is really frustrating. So yeah, that's all I have about that. I know that was a ramble, but that's just currently what's on my mind.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So guys, like, subscribe, review, and share. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. This was another episode of Turn the Page Podcast. Thanks for hanging out.
Don't forget to like, listen, and subscribe. And also, don't forget to leave a review, please, and let us know what you thought about today's episode and all the other episodes. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.